This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Check, check, reroute, orange barrel, chicken parm, check, check, Omaha. So earlier, we were talking about the Capitals, and it was said in the show that the Capitals are the only team to win a championship in Washington, and that is not correct. You had the Redskins, who won there in 92.
91.
And 92 was the Cowboys. So 91, Redskins won, and that, remember, that was
Tony, slip past me,
T-Rob getting that ring just recently and being – recognized for his contributions to that season in that Redskins organization. That was the year of the lockout and the protest, but the guy sitting out, and they made the documentary of the year of the scab. So that was that year, and then you had the Washington Bullets in 1978. They won a championship. They are now the Washington Wizards because of gun violence, and they want to remove that mascot, so they changed the name to the Wizards there in the 90s. But, yeah, not the only team who won a championship in that city, but it's been a while. It's been a while for Washington. So just
almost 30 years.
Yeah, happy for the folks of Washington. They were so happy and proud, and it's pretty cool to see how a championship in a major sport can impact the whole entire town. So, Charlie, you had a for what that we started?
Yeah, I'll finish this up. Again, the headline was, hardware store employee attacked by customer's pet monkey. And where did this happen? None other than Florida. Okeechobee, Florida, to be exact. Hardware store employee was attacked by a customer's pet spider monkey. It happened Monday in a parking lot outside the store. In Okeechobee, Marilyn Howard said she was in the break area outside of the store when she heard coworkers yelling that there was a monkey in the parking lot. She thought it was a joke until she did, in fact, see the monkey. It was on a leash and was walking toward her. She said she grabbed the leash. Why would you do that? That's stupid. But she's from Florida, so hey, you know, that's what happens.
That's what
she said the monkey immediately climbed on her back and bit her twice. Howard said the monkey got off her and she was able to grab the leash and walk the monkey to the entrance of the store. She said when the door opened, it startled the monkey, and then it bit her a third time on the arm. And then it scratched her on the face. Tina Ballard, the monkey's owner, said she had left the monkey in her truck, but it somehow managed to get out. Okay, this was written poorly. So the monkey was just wandering around the parking lot with no owner, but it had a leash on, and she grabbed it by the leash, and the monkey attacked her. Okay.
My God.
When I read this initially, I thought it was someone had the thing on a leash, and she grabbed the leash for some reason. Yeah, you got to watch out for that in Florida, just monkeys running around. I will say that that's a super Florida story and super stupid. It is weird to see monkeys in a public setting. I actually have. I went to Tanzania, Africa. I guess after my senior year of high school, I think. And in the streets in Arusha, Tanzania, there around Kilimanjaro, there are just monkeys in the streets, and that's a very odd experience. I did not touch one because they will attack you.
Oh, yeah.
As this woman found out.
Oh, yeah. You see the video of, like, I think your guy, Mike Leach, was tweeting out videos of, like, random monkeys, like, drop-kicking folks in the streets.
There's a really famous 911 call. If you ever heard it, it's a woman who's, like, from, like, Long Island, New York, I think. And she calls in. She's like, my friend's getting attacked by a monkey. The monkey's tearing her face off or something. And the monkey, the woman ended up surviving. But this monkey was a savage. Don't mess around with a monkey, man. They are not here for your enjoyment. They have opposable thumbs, and they will use them to rip your face off. So, yeah.
Pretty much.
Watch out.
The bigger story here is, though, can we please saw off the state of Florida?
Yeah, it's got to go.
Did you see the video of the pest control person getting knocked out by a crocodile?
Yes,
or an alligator,
did.
I guess.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I was like, Yep. Can we saw off the state of Florida, please?
Yeah, Florida. It's got to go.
Got to go. There's nothing good about the state of Florida.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right?
Well, I mean, except for recruits.
And except for Will Smith's Miami song.
Oh, my gosh. recruits, when they come to Tennessee, well, we appreciate that. But Florida's just, they, golly, they are an embarrassment. It's always something going on there in Florida. Mm-hmm. Always. 865-255-03. I want to check in on the text box before we take a break and be joined by Rachel Barbeau. ESPN Sirius Radio, also Gridiron Now, and she has created a buzz around college football. She will, in my opinion, change college football with her initiative. She's changing the narrative. And from a woman's perspective, we need more women talking to our young men about how to behave, how to, you know, change the narrative, obviously. But the opportunity that they have an awesome opportunity to be at a big-time program with all these resources to connect, to network. And they have little kids looking up to them. They have a chance to kind of break the cycle if they were from a single-parent household or they came from a place where you didn't have a lot of money. They have a unique opportunity to change that. And Rachel is doing a great job with just letting them understand you got to have a sense of urgency. You got to have a sense of urgency. This is a 4 or 5 year window where if you take care of business, this can change your life. Take some responsibility. Be accountable. And I think Rachel is changing college football. And I can't wait till she speaks to our guys. I hope that she is able to come here to the University of Tennessee and talk to our players because she is dynamic. She is so dynamic.
Her work really, really is important. I don't even know if she would remember. She actually sat in close proximity to me at the Battle of Bristol. And her – I told y'all, she's almost like – I'm a downplayed person. She's almost too much for me
in a way.
She is relentlessly positive, which is a great thing, and especially for what she does. It's how you have to be. The work that she does is so important right now, and it cannot come at a better time where she goes and she talks to these young men about really changing their attitudes towards women and, you know, things like that. It's just really, really important work, and I appreciate what she does. I'm excited to have her on.
I wonder, I'm going to ask her this, you know, what incident was it? Was it Oklahoma? Was it Joe Mixon? Was it the stuff going on in Baylor? What triggered this movement? When you say, okay, enough is enough. Here's a problem, and I'm going to do it. I'm not going to wait around for someone else to do it or someone else to come up with the idea. I'm doing it. I've had enough. And I want to know that moment, and I'm going to ask you here shortly. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be joined by her at 9:15. And I'm really, really, really pumped. I've been trying to get her on for a while now. But we have a few minutes of her time, so I'm very, very excited. So stay with us. Swain Event, Fuel by Dead End Barbecue. And on the other side, we'll talk to Rachel Barbeau. Stay with us.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
If you want to chop it up with the fellas, call the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. I am so freaking hyped this morning to be talking to Rachel Barbeau. Man, I love what she's doing around college football and around college athletics. I had to bring her on today. Rachel joins us via the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing? Good morning.
I'm hyped too. By the way, I saw your Twitter, I guess, beef on cornbread on sweet versus regular cornbread, and I had to weigh in on that. But no, just listening to you and getting excited, the excitement that you have for this interview, man, it's gotten me pumped too.
Well, I'm pumped because I was one of those guys sitting in that team room that you talk to and you go around the country and you speak to and you know. I'm one of those guys, you know.
Yep.
I was not raised by my mother. I was not raised by my father. I was raised by my great uncle, and so I didn't have that mother there. I didn't have that father there, and so I kind of had to learn on the fly. Now I was blessed to have a great uncle that taught me right from wrong. That taught me the value of respect, the value of hard work, and treating people the way they should be treated. And so I'm very, very blessed. But I played with guys that just did not have that same support. That did not have that same setup. I mean, you come across so many players across college football where they have no clue. They didn't have any guidance. They didn't have any stability. And so when they get to a place like a Tennessee or Ohio State, when mm-hmm. their structure, they absolutely yep. crumble. They don't know what to do. And so I think what you're doing is amazing. I guess my first question is, like, was it an incident that triggered, you know, you taking that first step, you getting into action? Was it maybe what's going on at Baylor, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. with Joe Mixon? Mm-hmm. Like, what was it that you were like, you know what? I've been saying this for a long time that something needs to happen. I'm going to be that one person that makes it happen. Was it one incident that forced you into action?
Well, first of all, let me say this about your previous comments. I think that is why a lot of these players, and here's how I judge whether or not a talk went well, right,
mm-hmm.
is the afterwards. And so I say to a coach, I say, I'll stay as long as you want. You know, a lot of times I'll stay overnight, and I'll meet with guys afterwards. But I always judge how much the message hit home by the people that stay afterwards. And a lot of times, Jason, there's 30, 40, 50 players waiting to talk to me
mm-hmm.
and want to tell me their stories. And what I think happens is, as you mentioned, a lot of them have not had they gravitate towards that female, you know, one that's in the business, understands the business, but is a lot like a big sister, an aunt, dare I say a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they tell me these things. And the other thing, is, to your point, before I answer your question, is, you know, I get a lot from people that are ignorant, and I have to hold my tongue because I'm a spicy Latina. I get a lot from people that say right is right and wrong is wrong, and they should know that. You know, that's not true, dude and woman at the airport. It's not true because you don't know what people have seen growing up. You don't know if they've seen dad hit mom. You don't know if mom wasn't there. You don't know if they were raised by grandmother. You don't know if they mom was a drug addict. You know, I had two of those in one school, and guys look completely different from different parts of the country, different color skin. So you don't know that. And so what I learned very quickly about 6 months in of doing this for almost 2 years in August was it's not enough to say be a good man, right? It's not enough to say that. What I do is we talk about what does it mean to be a king? What does that look like on an everyday basis? How do we walk that out? Because as they tell me, it's easy to be a dog. It's easy. And I say, yeah, it is easy to be a dog. It's hard to be a king, right? It's harder. But let me tell you something, baby. Once you live as a king and you breathe that rarefied air, you will never go back to being a dog. You will never settle for that anymore. And so I just want to say that to your first statement. But the answer to your question is, it was summer of 2016, and it was that dark summer for college football. And as a radio host like yourself, I would have to back up from my serious breaks and go cry, Jason. Because if you looked at the news that summer, it was negative, 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 negative. It was sexual violence, domestic violence, Baylor. We were coming off the heels not too long of Penn State. And if you look at the Fox Sports, ESPN, CBS Sports, that summer, the first five headlines were negative, and I am a do-something girl. God, that's how God made me. And so I know that there are a lot of people out there that just said, oh, that's just college football. That is the way it is. You know, boys will be boys. Hey, you know, this is the way of the world now. And to me, that wasn't enough, Jason. Stop. To me, I said, I've been covering these guys at that time for, you know, 12 years, 10 years on a professional level and covering the sport and giving my life to this sport. And I said, that's not enough. And I said, what if I created a curriculum, super simple stuff, like who are you away from the football field? What if you're never a football player? Because one day football is going to be done with you, and I want you to have an identity beyond football. You were not created to play football. That is a platform for which that you can change the world. And so, you know, I created this curriculum, and then lo and behold, a friend of mine, Dr. Elko, a famous sports psychologist, called, said, hey, by the way, Jimbo Fisher wants you down at FSU. And even covering college football, I never put two and two together that I was going to take it there. I was going to take it to high schools. But now what I'm doing is I'm teaching these players that I encounter that want to do this. I'm teaching them how to go into their area high schools with changing the narrative. And because we know and we all know that young people are going to listen to the star athlete more than they're going to listen to me.
Well, Rachel, in doing what you've been doing, and obviously you've talked to hundreds and hundreds of guys at this point, what's probably the coolest story that you can tell from this experience that you've had so far?
Oh, man, so many cool stories. How many hours do you have?
we got time.
Seriously. Yeah, go for it.
It's amazing. You know, I had a guy at Auburn. I'll try not to cry when I tell you this story. I had a guy at Auburn, and he messaged me afterwards. He stayed afterwards, and we hugged. I've got a picture of him and all that, and he messaged me afterwards. Because what happens is I never want to be the person that comes in for 55 minutes, right, and leave. I tell him, I want to be a lifer for you. If you'll let me, I'll be the recommendation on your resume. I'll be the one that you call for girlfriend advice, which they do. You know, I'll pray with you when your daddy's sick. He's got cancer in stage 4, which is going on with one of my players right now. If you want to change the world, you tell me how it is you want to change the world, and I'll assist you. If you want to go into high school, I'll assist you. And I'll teach you how to be a public speaker and give you a tangible skill. So these are all things that are happening. But when I left Auburn that day, a young man said, you know, Rachel, I got to tell you a story. So I never want to be anything like my daddy. He said, you know, in so many words, he didn't say it. It was a deadbeat dad, right? He wasn't there for him. And he said, I recognize after your talk that in a lot of ways I was turning out just like him. Mm. And he said, because of you, I picked up the phone and I called my father and I told him I forgave him for being absent in my life. Mm. And he said, I now feel like a 2-ton weight has been lifted off my chest and I can be the man that God created me to be. And that player invited me to the Senior Bowl to meet his family. He said, my whole family knows who you are. And let me tell you something. As a coach, you don't think that young man's going to perform better on the field, is going to perform better in the classroom because he's not carrying this weight. Another story, quickly, a player of mine at Buffalo named Tatum Slack, I spoke to them last year, last August, and when Tyler Helinski killed himself at Washington State, he called me and he said, Rachel, that was my high school teammate. And I said, oh my gosh, Tatum, I'm so sorry. And he said, would you go to Washington State? And I said, I will. I absolutely will. So I called up Mike Leach because I used to work with him at Sirius. And I said, this is, you know, Tyler's teammate has asked me to come. And so I went and spoke there a couple of months later after Coach Leach said, let's let the scab heal over. And so I went there and just had an amazing opportunity at Washington State. And that player that prompted me to go there is now starting a mental health campaign for athletes, for collegiate athletes, for football players in the college level, because he did a study with his players and got them to close their eyes and found out that a number of them suffer from depression and have thought about suicide. I mean, these are football players, and I think fans don't get they just don't get that young men are carrying a lot of things, and they see the guy in the helmet. Mm-hmm. They see the guy on the field, and they don't know that somebody's son. They do know it's somebody's son, somebody's grandson, somebody's brother, but they don't know the things that he's carrying. It's hard. I interviewed Derrick Henry the other day. You know, Derrick Henry told me on stage at an award show that he considered leaving Alabama, that he was struggling. He was stressed out. Derrick Henry almost never was at Alabama if he would have followed through with that, with leaving. These guys struggle big time, and so there's stories across the board. But those are two that come to mind.
You mentioned it, Rachel, that this helps football teams. You know, when you have an individual that understands his purpose and he lifts that weight off his shoulders, he can be a better student. He can be a better friend. Yep. He can be a better son, husband, boyfriend, whatever. He can be better, and he can be a better teammate because now he knows his purpose. Yeah. He's working harder. He's studying. He's being the teammate that he can be, and now he maybe turns into a leader. And we know how college football works. You can only do so much as a coach. You can recruit. You can teach X's and O's. But at the end of the day, you need leaders inside your locker room. And so, this is about – you know, creating young men and you know, letting these guys know that they are kings and changing narratives. But your work can actually help football team win games on the field too.
Absolutely. I had a guy at another school. He waited until everybody left, and he just started bawling. And then I'm crying, right? And he said to me, my coaches have pretty much given up on me. My teammates have, you know, they're at their wit's end with me. I keep my book bag on. I come late. I leave early. And he said, they think I'm a troublemaker. And he said, what they don't know is that my mom was raped at the housing complex, and there were people in earshot of her, and she was screaming, and no one helped her. And he said, I'm so angry. I'm so depressed. I'm so angry. I'm not a troublemaker, Rachel. Mm. And with his permission, we went to the coach, and I told the coach, and the coach emailed me a couple of days later and said, he's agreed to get counseling, and because of you, we did not lose him. Thank you so much.
Rachel Barbeau here on the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, Sirius XM, ESPN. She's there. She's also working with Gridiron now, changing the narrative, and she's been doing this for two years now. What's the goal? What's the long-term goal? I know you share with us why you got it started. But now, obviously, you're seeing the impact that you're making in these young men's lives with these teams. What is the long-term goal for you?
That's such a great question, and thank you for that. And the long-term goal is this. As I mentioned earlier, I never wanted to be somebody who came for 55 minutes and left. I want to be a part of these programs. I want to be a resource. I want to be somebody that a coach can call before you have an issue, right? Not after you have an issue. I had a coach call me recently because they had an issue with a player and his girlfriend. It wasn't what you think, what you immediately go to. It was a girlfriend came into town, thought he was cheating, broke his laptop in two, and pepper sprayed him. It just went absolutely crazy. And I will defend these guys, and I will fight for them, because there's always two sides to a story. And so coaches call me as a resource before you have an issue. But the long-term goal is this. I want to have a lasting goal, and so I started working with the NCAA the end of last year, right before the national championship. And we created, one, I created a foundation, a nonprofit, and two, we created a Changing the Narrative Award. And so what happens is FIU, Butch Davis is a dear friend of mine, I'll go down to him in July, and the whole team will vote on one player that most exemplifies changing the narrative tenet. So he's thoughtful, he's kind, he's extraordinary, he protects, respects, and cherishes women. He changes his team, his university, his community. He is just extra in every way, like guacamole. I mean, he's awesome. And so they vote on it. They vote on it, not me, the players, the coaches, everybody. And that man wins a Change in the Narrative Award. And when he exhausts his eligibility or leaves campus to pursue football dreams, whatever it may be, then he is eligible for a sizable financial grant to start his own foundation. Mm. So he can either do that, start his own foundation, or he can pour it into another foundation, not a business, a foundation. And so the coolest part of that is you look back in 10 years and you've got 30, 40, 50 young men starting their own Changing the Narrative, whatever it is that means something to them, whether it's the homeless twins under a bridge, one kid told me, or having noise-canceling headsets for kids with autism because he had an autistic sister, or doing after-school camps for kids in the neighborhood that you know, they want to help them get out because they got out. So whatever it is, it's close and near and dear to their hearts. Like, for example, one of my guys, Bradley Bozeman, was picked on and bullied in high school, and because of my program, he started an anti-bullying campaign while he was preparing for the draft and went to 7 middle schools and started this anti-bullying campaign. So whatever it is that they're crazy about, I help them. So that's phase one. And phase two is I go back in and I'm a resource, but we also, anybody who wants to learn Changing the Narrative and also learn a tangible skill, which is public speaking, I go in and teach them the art of public speaking and then help work to get them into high schools so they can start to affect 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, because they're going to listen to DeAndre Francois. They're going to listen to these guys. They're going to listen to these athletes. And so that's the long-term goal. And we're now a foundation, a nonprofit. And when you donate to these grants, to giving these young men a future. And I could not listen, I vote for the Heisman guys. I host the college football playoff. But I can tell you, I don't have kids yet, so exclude that. But I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is the most rewarding thing I have ever done with my life.
And you've done a lot, Rachel, in your career. I mean, and I remember 2 years ago, I don't know if you remember me, SEC Media Days. I didn't go last year because my grandma passed, but I went a year before last, and I saw you, like, and you're a leader. Like, I saw you, like, gathering all the women that cover the SEC, and you guys like, hey, we're about to have a dinner. This is the women of the SEC, baby. And, yeah, and you were leading the charge. I just was like, who is that, man? She is, boy, she is running the show. I mean, you can just tell. I'm just, again, I'm so excited. You know, I had Coach Pruitt on yesterday, and that was a big deal. That was huge. I mean, we had you know, tons of people listening. But I'll just be honest, I'm more excited and pumped up for this because I know what the development of a young man can really, really mean. I have 3 daughters, and my job is to show them what they should be looking for when they are old enough to choose a mate. So that way they have the right person in their lives. And so what you're doing is super, super, super important. And if I'm a parent, I definitely want you around my son as much as possible. How can we help you? Not help you. Help our people right here in Knoxville. We got to have you here in Knoxville. There's a lot of men, young men, that need your perspective. What can we do to get you here in Knoxville?
Well, first of all, I want to come. The invitation is open. I tried to come under the former regime, but that did not work. I'll just leave that at that.
Hmm. Rachel, don't get me started, girl. Don't get me started, Rachel.
Everything, right? I'm like
Rachel, don't get me started.
Mexican lip.
Don't get me started on that last regime. Now I'm trying to be nice today.
Right, me too. I am also trying to be nice. I am also trying to be above board and classy.
Okay.
So I tried to come, and it did not. That did not transpire, and so I would love to come and affect the athletes there at Tennessee. I've known Jeremy for years, covering him at different stops and at Alabama as well, and would love to do that and come and affect, you know, the young men there. And the coolest thing is, USA Today, the Tennessean, wrote a piece on me, and Commissioner Sankey got a hold of it at the SEC. And, you know, obviously I know Commissioner Sankey and knew Commissioner Sly for many years. And he sent it to all of his leaders and said, you know, she's got something good going on here. And so they've invited me to address their student leaders, their student athlete leaders, there's 70 of them, at the beginning of July in Birmingham. So for me, there is, you know, that's pretty much one of the highest honors when the conference commissioner of one of the greatest conferences in all of sport says, come and address our leaders. That's a big deal. But yes, I would love to come to Knoxville. And you know, what I do is I train these young men and we have them going to high schools. But that's not to say I wouldn't speak to your group or to your church or whatever it may be. You gather some youth. I can do that. But for me, it's everything. When a young man, it was my birthday last week, and a couple of my players reached out to me and said, you changed my life. You know, I appreciate you. Thank you for being a queen. You know, thank you for making me a king, making me realize I'm a king. Because here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Call somebody by who they were created to be and watch them rise up to it. Mm. Call them by who they were, all the possibility and all the wonder and everything that they were created to be, because they're a miracle. Call them by that. Call them by a king or a queen, because I do speak to women too, but call them by that and watch them rise up to it. I have literally watched men's souls rise up to what they were created to be, and just for believing in them, guys, just for the simple fact of believing in them, telling them, you were created for more, baby. You were created to set the world on fire with your good deeds. You were created to change the narrative in college football in the world. And to your point for your daughters, Cecil Hurt, the longtime editor of the Tuscaloosa News, said to me, you don't get it, Rachel, after I spoke at Alabama. He said, you think you're affecting one. He said, but these guys go back to their home, mm-hmm. and they break the cycle of substance abuse, mm-hmm. of domestic violence, of physical, you know, whatever it mm-hmm. may be, emotional. And he said, then... You've affected the family, mm-hmm. and then you affect the kids they raise, yep. and then the kids that they raise, and the kids that they raise. He said, you just don't, and I mean, I sat in a restaurant parking lot, was just crying when he said this to me. He said, it's really generational. You're not creating one king or queen.
That's right.
You're creating the next and the next and the next and the next, because you're telling them who they were created to be beyond football. Because here's the thing, I think Aaron Taylor is a really good friend of mine, and we're working together on some stuff. You know, obviously offensive lineman for Notre Dame. And he said, we were talking about the statistics, and I think it's like it's 91%, 90% of NFL players within 5 years of being out of the league are drug addicted, broke, divorced, or all of the above. And I have a strong feeling, a strong correlation, that's because when football is done with them, they have no identity. Mm-hmm. They don't know who they are because it's always been football. And people around them have told them they love them because they're good at football, mm. right? And
yes.
So I want them to start thinking about, who are you away from the football field? What kind of legacy will you leave? Because Tennessee, let's just use an example, is not your purpose. It's your platform. Mm. You can use social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Are you retweeting your horoscope? Are you using your social media for something positive and something good? And so you really just open their eyes and get them to start looking at it differently. And I can tell you, I mean, it's working, because I have young men that are changing the narrative on a daily basis.
Two-part question here before we get you out of here, Rachel.
Yeah.
What a powerful interview. I'm getting so much positive feedback here on my phone. Twitter's going crazy. So I can't wait to repost this interview. But two-part question here. How can people yeah. follow your work, follow you, see what you're doing? And then second question, more on a laughing note. Do you prefer sweet or unsweet cornbread, Rachel? This is a serious topic around here. Like, we gotta know where you stand on this. We gotta get to the bottom of this debate. Sweet or unsweet cornbread?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, they can go to imchangingthenarrative.org. That's I'm changing the narrative. So as if you're taking ownership, not just changing the narrative, it's I'm changing the narrative, because we can be kings and queens in our daily life every single day, right? It means putting others before ourselves. It means the smallest things. It means checking on people. It means asking about people. It means following through. It means accountability. Guys, when you screw up, say I screwed up. Mm-hmm. Say I'm sorry, right? Tell the truth. Character is who you are when no one's looking. And, you know, so that's the first thing. I'mChangingTheNarrative.org is where they can go to support. It's a tax write-off. If you want to donate, you are donating literally to these endowments, to these grants that these players get when they leave school to start their own foundation or donate to a foundation that's already in progress, so they can change the world. You are a part of it. And so we so appreciate that, and it's tax deductible. I'mChangingTheNarrative.org. And on the cornbread, I like the non-sweet cornbread, but baby, I put like a half a thing of butter on it, like butter both sides.
Yes.
We're going to let it soak in and then put some more butter on it.
Preach.
I had an adopted grandfather that I have his cast iron skillets.
Yes.
And we make cornbread in those cast iron skillets, and ooh, it is like slap your mama good. I mean, that's some good stuff.
That's right. That's right. I knew you had it all. Total package. Hey, Rachel, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I will be talking to you here soon off air, because I want to definitely get involved and help. And I look forward to following you and being involved and seeing how I can help change the narrative and let these young men know that they are kings.
Well, and I'll leave you guys with this. Thank you for having hearts to get it. You know, you are facilitating the message. You're the conduit because you get it, because mm-hmm. you reached out, because you said, wow, that there is something there. Not everybody gets it, right? Not everybody in the media gets it, and that's okay. But I am so grateful for people like you who get it and say, let's help her spread this message. Let's change lives, because for me, it's one life change.
Yes.
And there have been many, many more than one. I mean, I've already been talking to a couple of my guys this morning, you know, So thank you for having the heart to get it and the eyes to see it. I'm so appreciative of you.
Rachel Barbeau. Wow. Dynamic girl right now. ESPN, SiriusXM, and I'mChangingTheNarrative.org is where you can go and contribute and see all the awesome work that they're doing. Hey, Rachel, thanks so much. I hope you have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
That was excellent stuff. The feedback they were getting is, it's almost as much as we got with Coach Pruitt yesterday.
This
just people saying how great she is.
This interview was actually more important.
I agree.
When you think about the bigger picture, you know, our young men, they come from all different walks of life, different cities, different states. They look different. They sound different. They talk different. And they come with different baggage. And they harbor so much. Men are taught to hide their feelings and be tough. And that stuff eats you from the inside. And it affects how you live your life. It affects how you perform on the football field. Mm-hmm. And this is so important. So I'm so glad we were able to get her today. And really look forward to her migrating over here to Knoxville and getting with our football team. And I did catch she said that she tried to last year, and the previous regime did not.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Let me just go to break. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
We now return to the program. It's a debtful life.
Two auto loans, six credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jarrett Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jarrett Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Get to Andy on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, 865-255-03. Andy, good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Wonderful, man, especially now. Doing even better. Doing great. How are you, Andy?
I gotta go into work early.
Oh, that sounds awesome, man. You got a job, you're gonna get a paycheck. Hey, man, that's awesome. That's good news.
Yeah, it's always good to make money.
That's right. So folks out here don't have that.
Yeah. No. Well, I just wanted to say y'all have a good weekend, and go Vols, and just hope y'all have a good, wonderful weekend.
Hold on, Andy. Sweet cornbread or unsweet cornbread?
I like sweet.
Okay. I don't think it really is a wrong answer. I think.
Well, they're both good. The only wrong answer is that you don't like cornbread at all.
That is a wrong answer. If you say you don't like cornbread, you will be hung up on.
Nah, I love cornbread.
There you
milk.
Go.
Can't go wrong with cornbread and milk with some beans. That is good.
All right, Andy.
Truth.
All right, you living right, Andy. It's good to hear that.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, Andy. Have a good one. Roddy Nostell says, this is so powerful. Nacho says, it's amazing what she's doing. It reminds me of veterans that come home and struggle with life the things they carry. Never even thought about the issues she's dealing with. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Rodney says, this may be the best interview ever. Also says, dang, that says it all. Talking about Lyle just as a person, how he could not have this lady on speak to the team. This is about life bigger than football. And, you know, she mentioned, you know, her first time speaking was at Florida State. And that was a couple of years ago. So now I'm sure she has grown as a speaker. And she has grown. She has learned what really triggers a young man, how to really grab a young man's attention and reach down and touch his heart. I'm sure she's learned that and gotten better each and every time. I mean, I remember the first time I heard Inky speak. He's nowhere the same speaker that he is today. I mean, today he's one of the best in the world. So I don't know Butch's reason. As much as I dislike how he ran things here and did things here, I don't know his reasons. He has brought in other folks. Now, Butch has brought in other people that spoke to this football team, but he also has done some really questionable things, too, that made me question his character as well. But, because he brought other people in, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit there. But I just hope that Knoxville gets a chance to see Rachel in action. I don't care if it's our Tennessee football team or some high school students are here. It would be great if every single high school student, every single high school athlete in Knoxville could sit down and Rachel could talk to them. Because, that would be great.
Because at the high school age and the college age, it's not just football. It's football, basketball, and baseball.
Well, and just life in general. I mean, you can be affected by that message no matter what.
Well, I was going to say that those football, basketball, and baseball players, they think that their sport is never going to end.
True. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Did you ever think that while you were at Tennessee that you were going to quit playing football a year after college?
No.
No. So, and at that time, I've never asked you this, so you may have had a plan, but did you have a plan other than football your junior or senior year of college?
I didn't know what I wanted to do other than football. I knew that I had to, do something else. I just didn't know what I had a passion for other than football. So yeah, I didn't know.
So I think that's one of the cool things that she's doing, along with helping. I mean, you heard her stories of helping players who are going through traumatic events. So not only helping them in that sense, but helping them find a path after football, because you see the numbers all the time. The percentage of players that actually make it to a professional league are very small, very small numbers. So, and I feel like you when you don't have a plan in life is when you find yourself in trouble. So I think it's just as cool,
yep,
that she's helping these guys and females find a plan for them once they're done playing, because it's like a lost puppy dog when they're done, mm-hmm, playing. They have no idea what to do when they're done playing, and I feel like that leads to all sorts of trouble as well. Could lead to all sorts of trouble as well.
And I think just that message in general, obviously she at this moment has it tailored towards athletic teams, and rightfully so. That's her market at the moment. But I think if you expand that out, there's really an epidemic right now of kids who go through and come out of college and get into adult life, but they're still in a kid's mentality, where they're
they think everything is going to be given to them.
Yeah, exactly. And where, rather than coming at them and saying you're entitled, you need to, you're softy, I think if you came at them with the viewpoint that Rachel has, where you empower them, mm-hmm, rather than calling them lazy or whatever,
show them what they're capable of doing.
Exactly. I think that could be really powerful on a really large scale. Because I hate that narrative. Oh, the millennials are this and that or whatever that's come about. But there really is. I mean, there is a problem with younger people today getting out of college, out of high school or whatever, and they just don't know the direction that they want to go. And I think that could be really helpful.
Rodney wants to know her Twitter handle. So her Twitter is Rachel Everyone knows how to spell Rachel, right? So Rachel Barbeau, that's B-A-R-I-B-E-A-U, Rachel Barbeau, on Twitter. So you can follow her.
And if you go to your profile, you've tweeted at her at some point this morning.
And retweeted her. So, Rodney also. See, me and Rodney, we like spirit animals, man, because I was thinking kind of the same thing when I saw this. Rodney says, she got that cast iron skillet from South Pittsburgh, baby. South Pittsburgh, Tennessee is right there. Right when you hit 72, US 72, to go to Huntsville, and you go through Chattanooga. Well, in South Pittsburgh, there's a store. There's a store, and it's the Lodge Factory Store, and that is where you can get cast iron skillets at this kind of price. The Lodge Cast Iron Factory Store is in South Pittsburgh. Rodney, man,
I never thought
you smooth, right?
I would hear somebody other than yourself mention South Pittsburgh.
I mean, I pass it every time I go.
Oh, I know. That's why I said other than you. Yeah, I never thought somebody would mention it other than you.
Rodney went to Alabama A&M. Rodney knows a little bit about that. Go. He knows all about that area. He knows all about that area.
I think there's another store like that in Sevierville. I think it's where we got ours.
Sevierville has every store imaginable.
I'm sure. No, I am positive there's one up there.
That South Pittsburgh exit is glorious. It's a stop that I stop at that old country store to use the restroom there every time I go by.
Yeah, man, it's you hit it every time you go home or every time you come back up to Knoxville, Ben, when it takes you 4 hours to get here. 865-255-03.
All right, so I'm going. Well, I guess I don't go home for another 2 weeks, but next time I go home, I'm going to time myself.
You've been saying that for 2 years.
Well, I did time myself that time we had the big debate.
Okay.
And I sent it to you. Mm-hmm. But this time, I'm going to make it public so everybody can see that I don't drive like a grandma.
Well, don't try to speed. Don't try to slow up. Excuse me. Go the same exact speed.
Oh, I will. I go the speed limit.
Yeah. And that's
the speed limit.
I'm only messing with you.
I know.
I'd rather you be safe.
But here's the thing. Everybody else has started in on this joke. My fiance has started in on talking about me driving like a grandpa. My roommates have started in on it.
Blaming me?
Yes. You have started a trend.
I've also started a Tennessee Civil War with this whole unsweet cornbread.
It's just tearing families apart.
I know. Hey, my fault. Coach Pruitt's fault.
Ruining relationships.
It's Coach Pruitt's fault. He's the one talking about how much he loved cornbread. He could have said chicken. He could have said pizza. He could have said something like that. He said cornbread.
You know, all the elections are coming up, correct? Within the state, Charlie, when's the governor election?
That's going down.
I'd have to check the exact date, but yeah, it's later this year.
Okay. I think I know the question that will decide who my vote gets. What kind of cornbread do you like?
Yeah.
I have to slip that into the debate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or it needs to be, since we're getting rid of the swimsuit edition with the Miss America and stuff, that needs to be a question too. Ma'am, unsweet or sweet cornbread?
She'd probably be like, I don't eat cornbread because it made me fat.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You lose.
Goodbye.
You lose.
Bye.
Next. Wrong answer, Missy. Wrong answer.
It's like Glenn Jacobs, Kane. There's no way he doesn't eat cornbread. He's a huge man.
Definitely eats cornbread.
Yeah.
He's made of cornbread.
He's definitely eating cornbread.
A giant man from East Tennessee.
Yeah.
It has to be cornbread.
For breakfast. There's no doubt.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I really thought about making y'all some cornbread this morning, but I was up too late last night. I didn't have no time this morning.
It would have made my morning much better.
It would have been unsweet, too.
I would have eaten it. Like I said, unsweet. I prefer sweet, but I'm not going to turn down unsweet cornbread.
My mom typically makes like a nice middle ground. Doesn't go too sweet, and she doesn't normally do a jalapeno.
The one that my mom normally makes is the unsweet.
Yeah.
But she does that. I like it with all the sides, like with the peas and the beans and all that fun
cornbread
stuff.
Cornbread with pinto beans is one of the great joys of
eat
life.
It together.
I will admit this now. I have not had cornbread and just milk.
I have not either.
I'm a big texture guy. I don't know if texture.
It seems like a weird mix.
Yeah, I don't know if texture wise I'll be able to.
I'm going to try it, though.
Do it more than once.
Andy and Turkey Man swear by it.
Well, I'm willing to try it, but.
And if they swear by it, we have to try it.
I'll try.
I think it's a given.
No doubt about it. First week on Rocky Top Sports Radio, 850 AM, 100.9 FM. I am taking a look at the app, making sure that we try to figure out what's going on there. And hope you have a great weekend. Make sure you check out Joey Kent's interview there on Swain Event Plus and John Bryce for Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. The Swain Events, fueled by Daddy and Barbecue. Peace and love. We're out.